Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, April 30th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that says wealthy campaign donors would have been able to contribute more than $6 million each to political committees and candidates for state and local office in the 2010 and 2012 election years if the state did not have a $10,000 annual limit on total campaign contributions by an individual. Questions about the constitutionality of the state's $10,000 annual cap on total contributions by an individual were raised after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision declared unconstitutional the cap on total giving to federal candidates and committees in a two-year election cycle. Here to talk about the issue and the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, first off, talk about the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that prompted this report.
Well, a few weeks ago, the Supreme Court ruled in a case called McCutcheon versus Federal Election Commission. In that ruling, the court struck down a key federal campaign contribution limit, the limit on total contributions to federal candidates, party committees, and political action committees, so the aggregate amount of money that an individual can give to try to influence federal elections in any given election cycle. For the last election cycle, the limit was a little bit over $123,000 at the federal level. Removing that limit means that donors will now be able to give the maximum amount to any federal candidates that they want and all the various political party and other committees. And overall, they'll be able to give about $3.5 million in an election cycle. So the limit basically has gone from $123,000 to a new practical limit of somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 million. And that ruling, which was a federal case, and it struck down a federal campaign contribution limit, also has implications for states because it calls into question the aggregate contribution limits that are in place in several states, including Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's limit, which is $10,000 per year on total contributions for state and local elections, that now is very much at risk.
Talk about the numbers in the Democracy Campaign report in detail for each of these election years and how the Democracy Campaign came up with them. First, 2012, what could a single individual end up giving in that year and then in 2010?
You know, we looked at if the $10,000 annual limit did indeed go away, and if it had not been in place for the 2012 election, we figured that a donor could give at least $6.8 million to candidates in 4,700 different state and local elections, over almost 400 political action committees, and over 150 different political party committees. So donors could give to all of those various candidates and committees in total about $6.8 million. That's 680 times the amount that they can currently give under the annual $10,000 limit. If the limit had been gone for the 2010 elections, we figured that a donor could give at least $6.1 million to candidates. Again, in about 4,700 different state and local elections, over 300 PACs, over 160 different political party committees that were operating in 2010, about 610 times as much as the current limit that's been in place in Wisconsin. Now, when we made these estimates, we didn't assume that people would give to all the candidates or all these committees, but we made an estimate of what would happen if they decided to make a maximum contribution in every election. Not to every candidate, and some donors do give to multiple candidates. They'll support somebody in the primary. If that candidate loses, they'll support somebody else in the general election. Some donors even hedge their bets and give to candidates in both parties in the same election. But we used a more conservative assumption. What would they do if they tried to influence every election, and it's over $6 million that they would give? Also, we made an assumption about contributions to these committees, party committees or PACs. Under the current law, the practical council limit on donations to those committees is $10,000. That's the annual aggregate limit. But there's no specific contribution limit to those committees in state law. So if the aggregate limit goes away, the practical limit on donations to those committees will also go away. Now, lawmakers might try to put specific limits in place. For the purposes of our analysis, we assumed that a donor would give no more than $10,000 to those committees, which is the current practical limit. But in truth, if the aggregate limit of $10,000 annually goes away, if it's struck down in Wisconsin, the sky would be the limit, and individual donors could give unlimited amounts to party committees and PACs. So our numbers are very conservative in a number of different ways, but what we can tell you is that donors would be able to give at least $6 million or up to influence state and local elections. Today, with that limit in place, they can give no more than $10,000. So it would have a mammoth effect on what wealthy donors could do to pour money into state elections here in Wisconsin.
Are there a lot of donors who could or would give this much? Do donors that have that much money actually get involved in Wisconsin politics and elections?
No, actually very few donors were inhibited by the old limit. The $10,000 annual limit is not a limit that was reached by very many donors. There were only 299 donors who gave $10,000 or more to candidates in 2010 and 2012. Now, you know, that includes donors who were able to exceed the limit because we had all those recall elections and donors could give more than, there were no legal limits on donations in those recall elections. But still, even with that, there were only 299 donors who reached the $10,000 limit in 2010 and 2012. That's 0.05% of Wisconsin's population. And I'm not saying that those 299 donors are all from Wisconsin. In fact, the majority of them, 173 of them, don't even live in Wisconsin. So what would happen if the aggregate annual limit is struck down because of this McCutcheon decision by the U.S. Supreme Court is we would be empowering a small number of donors in a state of over 5 million people, there would be fewer than 300 donors, most of whom don't even live in Wisconsin, who would be given vastly more ability to influence elections in our state. They would see their ability to pour money and grow exponentially. And so this weakens all voters in Wisconsin while strengthening just a very few, a tiny segment of society that has the capacity to pour this kind of money into election campaigns.
Okay. Now, the High Court Citizens United decision in 2010 sharply affected campaign finance and elections by allowing outside groups fueled by business and labor interests to spend as much as they want on electioneering activities. Is the latest decision on par with Citizens United insofar as the effect it will have on state and local elections?
It will have a similarly profound effect on the money flooding into elections. It does it in a somewhat different way. Citizens United enabled outside interest groups, corporations, unions, and other groups to spend unlimited amounts of money on their own campaign advertising. What the McCutcheon decision does is allow unlimited amounts of money to flow into candidate campaigns and party committees, for example, directly. So with Citizens United, groups could spend money sponsoring their own advertising, and there could be no limit placed on that. What that did in Wisconsin is it led to overall spending in elections more than tripling. In the election cycle before Citizens United, we saw a little bit over $120 million spent on elections in Wisconsin. In the election cycle after the Citizens United decision, we saw over $390 million spent. So we saw spending more than triple thanks to Citizens United. What this ruling does now is give people the ability to direct money right to the candidates and right to the parties and to the political action committees directly So we'll see a huge spike in giving in that direction as well. That may well have the effect of further fueling even greater interest group spending, because those interest groups, if they want to have their message heard, they're going to have to compete with even greater advertising by the candidates and by the political parties. So this will further fuel the political arms race, no question about it. I think it will lead to a proliferation of new party committees and PACs. There will simply be a heck of a lot more money flowing into elections, but a lot of it will be flowing directly to candidates, and it will be pretty obvious to the candidates who's providing all of this money. And what's happening here is really a new system, a new form of legal bribery is growing up around us. And bribing public officials was outlawed in Wisconsin way back in 1897. What we're seeing now is really the growth of a new form of legal bribery.
Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the group's findings, check out the April 30th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.